Hi, it's Monday morning, and you've made a smart decision to listen to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. You know, when people go on lengthy interviews, you know, they get this attitude that it's a marathon and not a sprint. And on this show, I talk about a slightly different attitude that you need to take, plus one more. Two tips that are going to really help you when you're on a long day of interviews. So hang in there, enjoy the show, and if you do, please give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show and helps with the ratings for it. So sit back, listen, enjoy, and here we go. I want to tell you a story as it relates to dealing with a full day of interviews. Yesterday, I had someone flown out for a day of interviews at a client. 8 a.m., 6 p.m., you know, he finished up maybe around 7 p.m. For his interviews. So 11 hours of interviewing, break for lunch. You know, I saw his schedule. He was seeing people every 40 minutes. If his head wasn't spinning at the end, I would be shocked. The however is, I gave him one piece of advice that I think was helpful to him. You know how often in job hunting, we're told to believe that it's a marathon and not a sprint? Well, that's true in job hunting, but in interviewing on days like today, you have to think of doing lots of sprints. Every meeting, every person you connect with or meet with, you have to try to connect with. And think of it as like you've got 40 minutes to connect with this person and create an impression. Hopefully a good one. If you're casual about it, if you think you can feel out the interviewer in enough time, you're mistaken. In schedules like the one this person had, and one that you may have when you have all-day interviews, you have to just go in there guns blazing. 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It's a sprint. You've got to create a great impression. You have to size them up immediately as you presuppose them to be and deal with them in that way. You know, my advice normally about asking about the role at the beginning of the interview goes out the window because you can't ask that 15 times. So think about it from the perspective of the employer. What is each one of them trying to find out about you? The only question I would suggest asking at the beginning of the conversation, if you don't know, as you shake hands with someone, as you're sitting down, you might just simply ask, so what's your role with the firm? So this way you know whether this is, you know, I'll use an example. If you're an IT person, this could be someone that you'd be interacting with from the user community. They could be, you know, your manager, it could be from operations, it could be from any number of areas, and you don't want to be speaking the wrong language to them because all that happens is you're talking past them and you're going to lose. So, you know, as you shake hands, as you sit down, be the first one to speak and just simply say, so what's your role within the organization? So two tips here. You're in lots of sprints, and to find out at what level and in what manner you're supposed to communicate, you ask what their role is with the firm. So that's today's show. I hope you find it helpful. And if you did, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I've got a lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. And if you enjoyed today's show, please give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It's going to help other people find it. Hope you have a great day. Take care.